Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today we are at the midway point of this Lenten season, and today we meditate on Jesus' mission when he says to his disciples, "Do not imagine that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to complete them." And when it says the law and the prophets, it signifies the entirety of the Old Testament scriptures, and Jesus has come to finish the story. Every great finale needs a great setup, and that's the point. You cannot be anti-Old Testament in the sense that you cannot drive a wedge between the old and the new. Jesus does not come to discontinue or abolish the law, but to fulfill and complete it. And that means the Ten Commandments still stand. But Jesus, in this chapter of the Sermon on the Mount, gives us the Beatitudes, whereas the Ten Commandments point out the conditions of a life freed from the slavery of sin, the Beatitudes invite us to go deeper, where Jesus draws us to what is intimate, addressing the attitudes and spiritual dispositions necessary to be children of God, being poor in spirit, mourning, meekness, hunger and thirst for righteousness, peacemaking, mercy, and even a willingness to be persecuted for the sake of righteousness. And as you can tell, these Beatitudes are perfectly fulfilled in Jesus' own example on the cross. So thus I invite you to remember that it is not enough to follow the law, but to follow the law in the spirit of the Beatitudes through the grace of the cross, so that through a life of beatitude, we will fulfill the commandments and thereby inherit the kingdom of heaven. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that schooled through Lenten observance and nourished by your word through holy restraint, we may be devoted to you with all our heart and be ever united in prayer. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.